Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I hope you guys had an awesome, awesome weekend. It was interesting. I was in Houston for a wedding, so got to see Josephine and Max get married. It was the most amazing wedding. Fantastic. Good time. But there was a little bit of drama going on in the news, which I wasn't really privy to unless I kind of snuck and checked my phones. And while we've been seeing CNN go through some transformations and firing people and changing shows around, and now I think Don Lemon has been under fire for some of the things that he's gone through, Fox News is, you know, undergoing their own drama and changes. Don Bongino parted ways with the company. We found out Tucker Carlson is gone, is leaving now Fox News. And so it's interesting to see where news is going. And it's as we're moving into another election season, which looks like is going to be possibly a Biden-Trump rerun. And so I'm wondering if maybe, I'm not saying this is a good thing or a bad thing, but I'm wondering if maybe these news stations have gone so far the extreme with opinions that you know, there's been a call to come back to news. But on the flip side, the average person I know doesn't want news. They want an opinion. See, I want news. That's not what everybody wants. Everybody wants an opinion. You know, with me, I thought, all right, well, I'll have a medical show. I'll answer questions. I'll tell you guys about cholesterol. I'll tell you about, you know, how I think healthcare should be, how I think relationships should go, and children should be parented. And no. I was going to tell you the news on those things, but people instead asked, what do you think about this? What do you think about this? What's your opinion? People want opinions. When they go to the doctor, yeah, they want a medication, and sometimes they just want their Z-Pack and leave. But others are like, but what do you think? Do you think the COVID vaccine is good? Do you think it's bad? You know, do you think these masks, is this mask going to protect me? Do you think I'm going to get COVID? Do you think I'm going to get cancer? So we actually have our priorities a little different these days. People want opinions. Tucker Carlson I never met. I've met Sean Hannity multiple times. He's a fantastic man. Love him. Every time I see him, I've never really met Tucker Carlson. I haven't met Anderson Cooper, Wolf Blitzer, Don Lemon. These are people I all want to meet. But you know, their draws. Dan Bongino, I did meet. Really, really nice guy. Very, very intelligent. When these individuals are selling a product, and that product is their opinion. And some people want to hear their opinion. Not so much because they want to take it as their own, but they want to see what else are people thinking. You know, I have a lot of friends that will watch both MSNBC and Fox News. And it makes perfect sense to me, but they say a lot of people don't understand why they do that. I get it. Because you want to know what both sides are thinking. You know, if there is something ridiculous, You one of those stations is going to bring that up. And when both stations say the same thing, then you start to go, okay, looks like this might be now not opinion, but fact. And so we have to decide as a society, what do we want from news? I am waiting for a station that just tells us the news. What's going on with the weather? What's going on? Who's running? Who's, you know, what's happening with this school? Is there a strike? You know, was there an earthquake? Was there a mudslide? But instead, almost every piece of news has a political slant. So if there's a mudslide, somehow that article is going to go back to pipelines and climate change and all that. It's like, okay, well, you know, or with the housing crisis, someone's going to bring up Biden or Trump, and it's getting ridiculous. And so when we're really worried about misinformation, and everybody, we have a misinformation police, and they're going after the wrong people, I think the reason why we have that is because we have a lack of places where you could just get fact. Now, maybe Tucker Carlson said exactly what needed to be said. Maybe many of the people in these other, who was the, were they Good Morning America, where they were caught cheating on their spouses and they get fired? But maybe their show, maybe they spoke the truth. Who knows? You know, and maybe they got fired for speaking the truth, or they got fired for, you know, screwing over their spouses. Who knows? But we as society have to decide, while these networks are pivoting, what is it that we want? You know, where do we want our news? If everything is going to be slanted and biased, then you know, it has to have that disclaimer. You know, you're going to have the ticker, you're going to have the news, but if you watch this show, it is going to be their opinion. And opinions are fine. We have thousands of podcasts of people's opinions. We even get Meghan Markle's opinion, whether anybody wants it or not, who knows. So opinions are fine, but don't purport yourself as being news. So CNN is going this undergoing this. Fox News seems to be, and Tucker Carlson is going to have an amazing career. He has a huge following. He's probably going to podcast. People will follow him. You know, they like what he says. But you know, I think we're at a point now where, in addition to everybody's opinions, we just need to know where we can just get some basic facts. And once people felt the CDC was politicized, the FDA was politicized, the FBI was politicized, nobody believes nothing anymore. And it's frustrating. I've learned a lot from Tucker Carlson. I've learned a lot from Don Lemon. I've learned a lot from Rachel Maddow. Their opinions are fascinating. It's a way to learn, you know, how people think. MSNBC has some fantastic programming. So does CNN. So does Fox. But what I dislike is I can't find just the news. I just want to know what the hell is going on. And the reason why I get so frustrated about this is, as we are hearing all this opinion, we're missing out on more facts and more news. I want to know what China's doing in real time. I want to know what Russia's doing in real time. I want to know what's happening in Israel. I want to know what's going on with the weather. I want to know what's going on with the economy. Just don't waste my time with that extra opinion piece. 1-877-DOC-DOLLAR. Don't go away. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Dr. Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we, you know, take medicine and we have surgery and we, you know, think that man is in control. And as a physician, with all the science background I have, I believe in a higher power. There is no doubt. I have seen medical miracles, phenomenon happen, no rhyme or reason why some things happen. I would love to explain it all by science. And sometimes science can explain some of the things that I've seen patients undergo. But then I think, well, maybe God's in charge of the science. It's hard. It's hard to really reconcile science and religion. And, you know, some of us can do it very well. Some of us are like, you know what, I'll just think of them both exclusively and I'll just go about my day. And so many of us older generations kind of look at the younger generations going, they're missing out. If they're not including religion I don't care which religion. Yeah, but if they don't have a spirituality, you know, or even the decision to be atheist, but if they don't have this other compass, I find them to struggle more from a mental health standpoint. And it's fascinating to me how, you know, people will politicize religion. And as a physician, you don't really introduce religion to your patients. You keep that out of it because everybody's, you know, everybody has their own religion. You know, you don't talk religion, you don't talk politics, even though that's what patients want to talk about. I never went there. But what I did, where I did go, is when a patient would ask, you know, do you think God's going to help me? You know, or will you pray with me? Well, absolutely. Absolutely. And when individuals struggle, I'll ask them, are you Catholic? Are you Jewish? Are you Protestant? Are you Muslim? Are you, Hindu? And, you know, many of them say, well, you know, I went to church. I don't know. And I'm like, okay, you know, but, you know, if you are struggling and the medicines can only do so much, you know, if there is a church or temple or a place you feel comfortable going, you could give that a try. If that works for you, great. If it doesn't, and I notice a lot of people find peace in these temples and churches. So, I was just at a wedding, Catholic wedding. I think it was St. Teresa's Cathedral in Houston, her Catholic church. And, you know, just sitting in there, I felt different. I felt more calm. I kind of felt protected. And it's interesting. You know, I mean, as a doctor, you don't hear doctors talk about that a lot. Because they're like, take the medicine, take the pharmaceutical, take the whatever. You know? And you know, to me, I think that those individuals who manage their stress and manage their depression, everybody gets stressed, everybody gets depressed, everybody gets anxious. You know, we all have little, issues we deal with. Sometimes we'll go into a funk. Sometimes we'll be super happy. We all have our own, you know, issues. But sometimes religion helps you focus. And it also helps you calm. Now, a lot of doctors talk to me about this, going, you know, do you believe in all that? You know, what do you believe is after, you know, what do you believe death is like? Because a lot of us who grew up with religion are getting a little older, and we're going to be facing our final days, and we don't want to think we're believing in a fallacy this whole time. And you could have five doctors in the room talking and 2,000 different opinions on what we think the afterlife could be. And you know, how I look at that, and I get, you know, I'm the type of person where I need to know where I'm going, what that place is going to be like. I can't just wing it. I just need to know where's going to be the next potty, where am I going to be able to get gas, where am I going to be able to, you know, get food, have the kids go to sleep. I just always need to know what that destination looks like, and we don't have that. When we, you know, we have people coming back from the dead, being resuscitated, saying, I saw the light, I saw Jesus, I saw angels, I saw my brother, whatever. So you have people who say that, and that's fantastic evidence. You know, we could use that as evidence if we wish to believe it. But for many of us, it's very anxiety-producing. It's like, you know, is it just like surgery where when you fall asleep, you're out, and that's just it? You have no conscience, you're just done. Or is it that we all do enter heaven or hell, another dimension? So, you know, for those of you that, you know, have a lot of questions, now, you don't have to be of a certain religion to speak to that pastor or rabbi or that person of the cloth. You don't necessarily have to. But sometimes some of the things they say can hit home. And it's amazing how much psychology training, how many, I mean, people go to their priests more than they go to counselors. And if it helps them, great. Yeah, I've asked people, like, oh, look, and I know you're fighting depression. You know, would you like me to, you know, somebody died in the family. Would you like me to set you up with a psychologist, a counselor? They go, no, my priest is there for me. Well, that's fantastic. That's wonderful. So, you know, as a Gen X, you know, I look at the millennials and Gen Zs and I see, you know, maybe they're going to be missing out because they don't have that calm. They don't have that, you know, if they are in a hospital going, it's okay, God's with me, either God will take care of me or I'll be with him in the afterlife. You know, they it's this live for the day because there's nothing after this. And maybe that's not the worst way to think. I mean, how many times have we older generations been, well, we got to save for tomorrow. We got to do this for tomorrow. We have to build for tomorrow. Then all of a sudden tomorrow comes and we look back and we're like, well, now we're 80. We didn't live our life. We never traveled. All we did is keep, you know, and that was me. I'm like, well, I have to go to school, keep going to school, get the degrees. Then I got the kids, build the family. And finally I was like, to hell with it. I really would like to go to Hawaii. I'd like to... You know, I'd like to go on air. I'd like to write a song. So one interesting study came out saying that the Gen Zs are not necessarily turning their back on religion. Springtide Research Institute, a nonpartisan nonprofit, found that 77% of Gen Zers describe themselves as spiritual. 68% say they are religious. They also found that about one-third of 18 to 25-year-olds believe in a higher power. This is higher than what we saw back in 2021. Now, that's fascinating in that, you know, we thought religion was starting to go by the wayside. And it still can be. I think in many groups, they just, you know, they say there's too many religions, too many opinions. And a lot of people have reevaluated their thought process after COVID. But I think you have others saying, well, why not? You know, I believe, and also, you know, the reason why we have this struggle with youth, you know, maybe not accepting religion as much as they haven't been able to witness it. I mean, I spoke to my children about it. You know, they believe in God, they believe in spirituality, but you know, they haven't had one of those, you know, come to Jesus moments or one of those moments of, well, God intervened. Yet I did. I've seen those moments. And I told them, I go, look, and you can't just look for it. But when it happens, you know. And you might never have one of those moments. But I have, and that's why I believe in God. And that's why I pray to God, and I'm... You know, then you have others out there say, well, it won't hurt. Praying to God won't hurt, so just pray. I mean, you can't go wrong, right? So I leave it up to people. And then those who don't have a religion, that's fine, too. You know, if you don't believe in God, that's fine. But you know, you got to find that inner calm. You got to find that inner peace. You need to also, if you are struggling, find somebody who has wisdom and who can teach how to look through the clouds and the fog and see what's going on. We always talk about, well, you know, is the glass half full or the glass is half empty? You know, sometimes it's really hard for people to see that the glass is half full. They just see the empty. And it takes a way of thinking. That's why I love therapists and cognitive therapists especially, because they teach you another way to think. And many people didn't see it that way. One of the reasons why I love teaching students is they'll get this material. They're like, I don't know what the hell I'm looking at. And then I present it to them and I go, well, I look at it this way. See if that works for you. And then it's like, oh, okay, well, that makes sense. So, you know, religion doesn't necessarily have to be, I need it to, have a place to go to on Sunday or Saturdays. You know, it could be a way to teach you another way to think about life and navigate life. So, that's my opinion. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. U.S. diplomats may be out of Sudan, but more Americans are trying to get out. U.S. drones are keeping tabs on a U.N. convoy bringing people from the capital of Khartoum to a port city. Many other Americans in Sudan plan to stay as they have deep ties to the country. The former police officer who shot and killed a man when she mistook her gun for a taser is out of prison. Kim Potter served 16 months of a two-year sentence in Minnesota for the fatal shooting of Dante Wright. Jury selection begins today in Pittsburgh for the trial of Robert Bowers. He's accused of killing 11 people inside a Pittsburgh synagogue in October of 2018. COVID concerns have delayed that trial several times. A lot of workers at Disney will soon be out of jobs. The company's looking to cut about 4,000 positions starting today. The layoffs will be all over the company, including broadcasters ABC and ESPN. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So many of you have reached out saying that your doctor is telling you to not get COVID vaccinated, to avoid the vaccine. Now, we just got new guidance on boosters. The FDA has suggested the advisory panel has suggested to do away with the monovalent vaccines, concentrate more on the bivalent vaccines because they're newer. They include the BA4, BA5 Omicron subtype and then could possibly help protect us against these substrains from that, such as the XBB. And many of you have kind of spoken to your healthcare professionals about getting a booster, which is now recommended a few months after your previous booster. And the answer is a lot different than what you got back in 2021. and it's confusing you, so you're asking for my opinion, and I'm mixed. I told you guys I'm really, really mixed on this because the technology fascinates me, and I am very, very grateful for not getting severe COVID and seeing people die or have strokes or have severe sequelae from COVID. But on the flip side, I have seen side effects. And we now have a doctor in the UK, a young doctor. This story has gone viral, although it happened, I think, back in 2021, where a young doctor got his vaccine. It was an AstraZeneca vaccine, though, which was known to cause clots. It did sustain a blood clot to the brain, died within 10 days of his vaccine, and the family is suing. So it's one of those things where whenever we have, some concerns, and even though the side effect profile seems to have a much lower percentage than the efficacy and the benefits, I just take the stand of, well, do informed consent. If somebody wants it, they can have it. If they don't want it, they have a right to decline it. They have a right to say no. No, thank you. Now, people have asked, well, what's going on here? Well, AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson vaccines, and the CDC has acknowledged this, do have a higher risk of blood clots. They were the ones that weren't the mRNA, but the DNA adenovirus vector, where a virus that was weakened would bring in the DNA, ask your cell's DNA to make the spike proteins. That cell would then make the spike proteins. Body would recognize it, the immune system would recognize it, and then learn to fight off real COVID when it comes. The mRNA vaccine is a little different. They don't necessarily interact with your cell's DNA. So, the foreman can still stay asleep, be on break, but the workers will have to follow the directions of the mRNA and build the spike proteins. So we think there might be something to the adenovirus bringing in the DNA as opposed to with the mRNA. It's a little liposome. But we do know that the DNA vaccines are more clot-forming. So when we heard that this doctor, his name is Dr. Stephen Wright, this was out of London. This happened back in January 2021, so he was one of the first to get the vaccines. It was the Oxford AstraZeneca shot. It was his death certificate originally said natural causes, and she said he never had any medical issues. And I think a coroner has now just published that they do think it was related to the vaccine. Family's going to sue. So the question people have is, well, do we move forward with the vaccines? Should we, stop them? When can we sue? What if there's a non-death sort of side effect? Can we sue for that? So where everything stands is, first and foremost, America didn't have the AstraZeneca shot. The AstraZeneca shot, the U.S. decided not to use. They didn't need it, and they were worried about the side effect profile. So AstraZeneca shouldn't have been received by anybody in America unless you went overseas. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine started to be weaned out also. We, in fact, don't have a bivalent Johnson & Johnson. So the fact that the FDA advisory panel recommended the monovalent shots go away, we're just now, if we're boosting, using the bivalent, which is the newer version that has old wild type and BA4, BA5, Johnson & Johnson seems to be less relevant these days. Some people love it. Some people still want to get that. Some people want to get the norovirus. Novartis vaccine, where it's these inactivated spike proteins that just go into your body and then you prompt the response. But you have many individuals and doctors as well saying we need to study these spike proteins more. There's been some evidence that the spike proteins could be affecting the heart, which is why we have these reports of myocarditis. More so in the Moderna vaccine recipients, more so in males, but we have seen myocarditis and pericarditis risks brought up with these vaccines. To me, again, I'm mixed. I had chest pain for a month after getting my Pfizer booster. But on the flip side, COVID kicked my ass, and I don't want COVID again. And I do think COVID messes with the heart. So where Americans are at right now, can't speak for the Sinovac and China and what they're going through over there and those other countries, but what America is going through right now is you do have to make a choice. And that choice is to either, use the vaccine, and hope it protects you against severe COVID, or not take the vaccine and hopefully you don't get COVID or a serious case. The fact that COVID is already getting more mild, the fact that many of us got COVID anyway, a lot of us do have immunity. And studies have shown that if you got, you know, at least one vaccine or the series, plus if you got COVID, you probably are the best protected. Where I can't give you guys a lot of advice is I don't know how long this immunity lasts. And I am extremely frustrated where many of us who got the vaccine still got COVID. And many of us who got COVID still got COVID. You know, I wanted to say, look, if you got COVID once, you're good. Doesn't work that way. If you got the vaccine, you're good. Doesn't work that way. So I wanted to talk about this because I know some of you had seen a doctor die from the vaccine. This happened early vaccine rollout, January 2021. Very crushing. And he died of a side effect, which we now know is a probability that can happen from AstraZeneca. I think there was a girl in Henderson, a teenager, a young girl who got a blood clot from the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. These rare events could happen. How do you move forward? What do you decide to do? Well, you know, one is just don't mandate it. All right? Everybody has to make a personal decision. Now, I hated getting the booster. I felt like crap for a month. I don't think I ever want to get another booster, but I can't lie. I didn't get COVID this year. That was kind of nice. It was nice not to get COVID. So I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know if I'm going to get any more boosters. I don't know. All I know is I liked not getting COVID when everybody else seemed to still get a form of COVID this year. So, you know, if you have health issues and your doctor says you need to, you know, that's between you and your doctor. I think public health officials have made the recommendations. We've heard them. We're hoping they're being as transparent as possible with every single side effect. But when people tell me they're trying to tell their medical provider that they have a side effect and their medical provider isn't listening, you go to VAERS, you go to the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. That's where you put that in. And hopefully it gets on there, like a Yelp review. Notice how Yelp takes things down selectively. Hopefully everything on VAERS is there and not being filtered out. But it is. It's a shame. And, you know, when we inject something into our body, there is always going to be a risk. When you take a Tylenol, there's going to be a risk. When you have sex, there's going to be a risk. Every time you have sex, you have a risk of dying. I mean, we don't think about that. We don't want to think about that. But that, you know, the person you're having sex with could give you HIV. They could give you HPV. You could have a pregnancy and then get a blood clot. You could bleed out. I mean, you know, we take risks with everything. And it really has to matter. You know, it has to be a decision that's well thought out and what's best for you. So, again, no mandates, but if it's something that you think you need and your doctor thinks you need, I support it. 1-877-DOCTOR-SALLY. When the home made me sick, when the wall made me crash my car,
it made me feel. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So interesting. Some of you guys are on the dating scene. And you are meeting people online, which is actually one of the more common ways to meet people. I met couples at the wedding over the weekend who have been married for years, and they met online. I'm like, when did internet start again? I forget that. It was more in the 90s, right? Internet started to become more popular in the 90s. And so, yeah, there were dating. There were ways you could meet people online in the 90s and 2000s. So, yeah, some of the early online meets and hookups are now hitting their 25th year of marriage. So, pretty cool. Pretty cool. But we have now AI. slithering into everything. Medicine, education, articles, books, music. Remember there was a song that where AI was able to, or somebody used AI to use, I think it was Drake's voice on a song that AI wrote. So it was fake, but it was all computer generated, and it sounded like The Weeknd and Drake were singing the song. So you don't even know what to believe anymore. Well, now it is a part of our dating. So they say that AI is getting, there are apps that will use AI to help find mates. And in fact, you might actually be speaking to a computer first before you meet your betrothed. So matchmaking. Your AI could be your matchmaker. Now, some of you are thinking, okay, well, that would be wonderful. Some of you are thinking, you know how wonderful that would be? You know how much money I'm going to save? Not meeting people who are losers, and I could finally find somebody who I really am going to like and not fall for the wrong thing. Yeah, but I don't like somebody reading us that well. I mean, if a computer found my perfect match, I just find that creepy. And, but, you know, my desires change. You know, during football season, I want to watch football. I want to watch football all the time. Do I want to watch every baseball game? No. So they might be like, you know what, she's into football, she's into hockey. I bet she's also into golf. So I'm going to find her somebody who's really into golf. I don't want to go to golf matches and meets and, you know, or games or whatever, tournaments. I just like watching football and hockey. So, you know, look, we're complex. Okay, we're complex. The woman, the man, we're very unique and in our own ways. Don't be trying to, figure us out. You always hear that. You go, how do you figure out women? When there needs to be a book. No, there doesn't. Okay? We don't want you to figure. The second people are able to figure us out, we need to change. We need to step it up. As I've taught you guys that parenting with kids. The second your kids think you're predictable, you failed as a parent. You need to be unpredictable. That's why with my kids, I'll tell them once. All right. Fine. Tell them twice. Then they're thinking, well, you know what? I want to see mom blow up. All right. I'll do it one more time. And I don't. I just look at them and I sit quiet. I'm like, well, when is it going to happen? When is it going to happen? And the unpredictability is what freaks them out the most. And I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to yell at you today. You guys are big boys now. And you know what needs to be done? I don't think I'm going to yell. And sometimes I go, like, whoa. Okay, wait a second. Ooh, she got quiet. Whoa. Let's just do the dishes. So you need to be, I think, unpredictable. So apparently with this AI, there's algorithms that can look at a whole bunch of data, at your preferences, your interests, your behaviors, and then allow for precise matches. Now, you can, choreograph this. You can, facilitate this, but some people are like, you know what? Jesus, take the wheel. You figure it out. Find me the man, find me the woman, or whatever, the partner, and let me go from there. They also can authenticate user profiles. They say AI, according to Forbes, can detect patterns of behavior that are characteristic of fake or fraudulent profiles, helping to reduce the chances of catfishing. Well, that's nice, but if AI learns what constitutes a fake or fraudulent profile, then don't you think it can then redesign itself to not have a fake or fraudulent profile? You know, once AI goes, oh, we could pick up on this, well, then now they could create a user that doesn't do that. With the prevalence of fake profiles, catfishing is where you see, like, okay, people, why don't we just use me? You'll see a picture of me, and you're like, oh my gosh, you look so good, and then you see me in person going, wait a second, was that your sister? Like, no, that was me. It's just the picture, you know, was a better looking picture at an angle. I had, you know, better lighting on me. So catfishing is where you think you're about to go out with a model and, you know, a 10, and they might not be a 10. So many users are a little wary with that. An AI could power the verification. The dating apps guarantee that these are authentic people and not fake people and not a bot. How many times have you gotten into a conversation and you're like, you know what, that person was so nice in customer service. They were so nice. And then you find out it was a chat bot. You're like, are you kidding me? They say certain dating apps also make use of machine learning algorithms to suggest conversation starters. This assuages the anxiety of starting a conversation. So you can, yeah, if you're like, well, I don't know, what do I say to him? You know, do I say hi? Do I say hola? Do I say howdy? AI can figure that out. I was just in Houston, so a lot of cowboys. I was like, howdy, y'all. How's it going? Accents are always a little different. Texas. Even Texas, from West Texas, East Texas, a little different accent. Alabama's a little different. Mississippi. I love it. Louisiana. Different accents from different places. AI can help you figure that out. And if they're more like a howdy, you'll be able to greet them better because AI will take that on. But my concern is we are forfeiting so much to our computers, to our AI. You know, it's interesting. Somebody asked, how is dating working when you don't have the chase? You know, how does that work where you just meet somebody online and it's like, okay, well, looks like, you know, we're going to give this a go. We're going to date. And you don't have that, okay, well, you know, does he like me? Does she like me? Is he going to call? I used to run home and check my message machine. And when that light would beep, I'm like, oh, please let it be him. Please let it be him. When it wasn't, but when it was, I was like, ooh, yay. Yeah, and you know, that part of it really builds the relationship. When you go to marriage counseling because you and your spouse are, you know, losing the love, that counselor will bring up those memories of your first few months or years together. And if you didn't have that, that's hard to tap in on. And so all the anticipation, I couldn't wait to see my husband. I would drive, you know, all the time. You know, the second I'd get off call to go see him. Those are things that I got to have that many people who are dating online don't. So, you know, if you do date somebody online, make sure you have your first date, your first dance, first kiss. Don't be just like, you know what? Okay, good. Let's just have sex and, you know, consummate the deal. Okay? Let's seal the deal. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.